Well, good morning, everybody. We're back on this wonderful Thursday morning, and boy, do we have some special guests today. But I'm the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and you are listening to Jump in Tucson. Every weekday, we have a special guest from the community that is not afraid to jump in and do anything that get the job done. And today, we certainly have one of those gentlemen that are with us. But before we get to this gentleman, his name is Jeffrey, and we're going to get Joey to introduce you properly, Jeff, because he probably knows how to pronounce your last name better than I do. But Joey Eno, you may have heard him on a couple of shows prior to this one, and he is the sales and membership manager of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. He's been with me, around 2 years or so, and he's had a very successful career working for the attractions and working for the Attractions Alliance. And Joey, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
I'm so glad you're here, because what we want to do is talk a little bit before we get to your guest about what's been going on with the Attractions Alliance, in particular, how many new members you have been able to invite to come be part of the Attractions Alliance.
Yes, Tom, I've been very blessed to be with you and to help you and to grow our family of the Attractions Alliance. It's just so exciting to be here and to talk about this and to take over for Steve Ochoa and for Tim Vimmerstadt. Follow in their footsteps and make this the best organization ever. We're one big happy family. So the biggest part of our job is to support others, and I'm happy to say we got 30 new attractions to add, and historic Arizona 80 Association, Arizona Bowl, about 6 attractions in Tombstone, including Big Nose Kate's Saloon. Susan Wallace is our friend up there. And then Main Event Tucson, the Pima County Mounted Sheriff's Posse, who has a Gymkhana the fourth Saturday of every month. We got a couple of chambers, Oracle Chamber of Commerce, Sierra Vista Chamber of Commerce, and our most favorite folks from the historic Arizona 80, the City of Douglas. The City of Douglas was so excited to come on board, and we were able to get the Art Car World and the Border Air Museum down there, along with the Gadsden Hotel. So we're really, really excited. One of our newest members, who has an amazing, amazing section for tours and everything fun, is we have Jeff with us from Live Once Adventure Planning, and we're excited to have him, and I would like to introduce Jeff.
Thanks, Joey, and hello, Tom. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good morning, Jeff.
I appreciate that so much.
What we want to start with, Jeff, is a little bit about who you are. I noticed on your brand new website, you talk a lot about what it took to put this new attraction together, and you make a lot of references to you and your father. So could you share with us a little bit about what it took to put this new attraction grouping together, and a little bit about your background?
Absolutely, absolutely. Going way back, my parents were separated very early, and I spent every other weekend with my dad. I live back east in Buffalo, New York. And every other weekend was so amazing for me, because my dad is... we'll just call him a free spirit, and he likes to go out and have fun and explore things. So it was motor on the back of his motorcycle, hiking, exploring the wilderness and the woods. It was just an amazing experience every other weekend when I was growing up. About 30 years ago, I moved to Arizona, and it was it was a new place to explore. I explored anywhere from Payson to Prescott and all the way down to Lochiel at the Mexico border, a little border town that's closed up now. And then, you know, along the way, my life and my career in the automotive industry kind of got in the way from my adventuring and, you know, what I love to do in life. And I had in January of 2022, or I'm sorry, January 2023, I had about 2 weeks off from work unexpectedly. So I came home that day and from work and decided the next morning I was going to wake up and get in my RV and drive up the coast of California with no itinerary, no plan, no nothing. It was the most amazing experience in my life. It was so fun, so freeing, so empowering. And I thought along the way, how can I bring this experience, take the pain out of these trips and these experiences for other people? How could I do that? So that kind of sat in the back of my mind for a few months. And then I actually was laid off from my job and I had some time to step back and think about what I want to do. And here it is, Live Once Adventure Planning.
That's absolutely right. And you have a very unique spelling of your new attraction. Can you share that with all of us?
That's right. You can kind of think of it as a customized license plate. It's Live Once, L-I-V, the number one, C-E.
You have to look at it, you know, very closely to get that. And I said, Joey, what does this mean? And Joey goes, looks at me like, what's Live Once? Oh, yes, you're right.
Once you get it, you'll never forget it.
I had an opportunity prior to today to take a look at your website, and clearly you had an idea not only of what the name of the company was, but some of the things you want to do, but more importantly, how you were going to do it. And I think the website is a very good experience. If you don't know about this organization, that I'll learn a little bit more about you, because I called it, I don't know if you've heard that word before, but I called it probably the best handcrafted website that I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. Thank
now,
you. I put
in
a lot
this,
of work into it.
Yeah, and in this website, you're going to be absolutely amazed of the things that Jeffrey has put together in a short 8 months. And it's kind of like, I don't know if it was based on your own personal bucket list or some of the things that your friends have told you that they would like to do. But I have to tell you, if you're adventurous, you want to take advantage of every one of these that you'll find on the website. We'll be back in just a few moments with Joey and Jeff, and we're learning about a brand new adventure activity, tour broker. I don't know exactly, Jeffrey, how we want to talk about this, but we'll make it up on the second segment.
So all right.
Welcome back. This is Tucson Jump In. Well, welcome back. This is Tucson Jump In, and we have two very special guests, Joey Eno from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and he is the membership and sales manager, and his special guest today, I should say, I'll take Joey, you get all the credit for bringing Jeffrey here, is with a brand new group, and it's called LIV1CE.
Live Once.
There we go. You got it. Thank you very much, Jeffrey, for helping our living audience to understand what the heck is going on here with this brand new. Let's talk a little bit about, because when I went to your website, a tremendous amount of activities that you have put together, and I was talking to Jeff during the break about, is this your bucket list, or is this your loved one's bucket list, or how did you come up with it? And if you lived here in Arizona, you know there's plenty of outdoor adventure activities to do, but sometimes you might be a little bit afraid to do them, or you don't know how to put them together, or you may think they're out of this world as far as the cost. And what Jeff has done, he's packaged all of these. So let's talk a little bit about these core activities.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom. The core activities are the exciting stuff, the skydiving, the helicopter photo flights, the zip lining, the UTV rentals, all the fun stuff to do around Southern Arizona. But you know, jumping out of an airplane is not for everybody. You, Tom, you might not want to jump out of an airplane, but I might want to do it every single day. So we do even guided hikes. If you want to go on a guided hike in the Tucson Mountains and do a meditation at the top of the hill, and if you feel that that's adventure for you, Live Once Adventure Planning is going to facilitate that.
Now, didn't President George Bush jump out of the airplane?
He did.
And not once. I think it was twice for his birthday.
Yep. It is very, very exciting experience.
And wasn't he about 80 the last time he did it?
I believe so.
I think you're right. I'll probably skip that one. Joey, you want to do that, don't you?
Yes, I'm going to do that.
Joey was going over the website with me, and he says, I want to do this, and I want to do that. And wow. You know, so you're checking them off your bucket list as well, aren't you?
Yes, definitely.
So go on a little bit more about, because there's a lot more than what you just mentioned there.
So we do pretty much anything. We do custom adventures, anything that's on your bucket list. We can do a consultation and figure out what you want to do, what your budget is, how many people you have in your group, and what your time frame is, and put together a custom adventure package just for you. You know, it could be something as simple as renting a fancy car and driving to Karchner Caverns. That's something that's exciting. That's something out of the ordinary. And, you know, going back a little bit, the definition of adventure is different for everybody. I feel that it's anything outside of your day-to-day activities that gives you a happy, joyful feeling that creates lasting memories.
Now, that's adventure. Do you think in the most recent Mission Impossible, where you ride a motorcycle over a cliff and you pull your parachute, have you had any requests for that?
There has been no request for that. There has been requests for bungee jumping.
Okay.
And there is actually not a place in Arizona to do that yet.
Yeah, we have zip lines, I think. Talk a little bit about the zip line. That's pretty adventurous.
Yeah, zip line is definitely something super, super fun. The zip line place on the backside of Mount Lemmon over in Oracle, there's actually 5 zip lines. The longest one is about 1,500 feet, which is pretty long. And depending on your aerodynamics and weight, you can get up to about 65 miles an hour on the last one.
Yeah, Arizona Zipline Adventures is a member of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. I've been a member for a number of years. But they also... It's also an adventure to eat there as well.
It is. They have amazing, amazing hamburgers.
and little did you probably know is that they have their pretty darn good pizza too.
I didn't know about the pizza.
Oh yeah, we were there for an outing, and there's also a wonderful special. They do it I don't know how often they do it, but they do it often. Is where you get to cook your own steak.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, that's. That used to be an old restaurant, promotion, and they brought it back. And you go out there and you ride the zip lines, and then you cook your own steak. That way, you have nobody to blame if it isn't the perfect temperature.
That's right.
I really am interested in, obviously, Tucson isn't known for its adventurous rivers. Well, they are pretty adventurous, I guess, when it rains during July and August. And you don't want to navigate that river during that time period. But we certainly have, some lakes around in rivers around Arizona. Have you had any requests for any rapid water adventures?
Have not had any requests for any water activities at all. But
if anybody's listening, okay, you can contact Jeff because he'll be glad to help promote it and create some group. Now, I noticed that you said that you can do this for a group.
Yes.
Can you do it for a couple, or is it generally for a group?
I could definitely do it for a couple, but the more people, the merrier. The bigger the group, the more it seems the more fun and the better activities that happen.
And you take care of everything from soup to nuts to get this adventure put together.
That's right.
I think that's exciting. We're having a lot of new success on our tour, on our Visit Widget, which is our vacation trip planning software that you can find on TucsonAttractions.com. And I know that Joey has had a lot of fun putting together the tours. And
yes, Tom.
And it's a very unique piece of software. How do you promote the tours within this new software?
Well, it's an amazing thing. It's available on your desktop. Go to TucsonAttractions.com. Click on in the lower right-hand corner, a little widget pops up, and it takes you to all of the amazing things to do in Southern Arizona, including the tour section. The first tour that we were beta test was Apache Tours, which is an audio tour that you take over 22 different stops in Southern Arizona, especially along the historic Arizona 80. And we're boosting that up with other tours of the mine tours, Asarco. We have some tours in Tombstone. And then as well as historic downtown Tucson tours. So I'm excited to work with Jeff because he has some really neat tours that we want to populate on the visit widget. So that's very exciting. And it's also available as an application for your phone. If you go to TucsonAttractions.com and look in the upper right-hand corner in the white area and click view, you're able to download that application on your phone for free.
Now, most recently, and I'm sure you're going to apply this to Jeffrey's adventures, is that you went over to the Asarco Museum, Discovery Museum, and you took their tour, and you did something very special to bring it to the visit widget with your camera. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And then I think Jeffrey would be interested because I think putting together a virtual tour on Visit Widget only complements the things that you're doing, Jeff.
I think you're right, Tom.
Yes, so I went to Asarco. They invited me down for a complimentary VIP tour, and I was able to get pictures of the self-guided tour, which has approximately 28 different things to see. And then the guided tour, which you actually get to get on a Gray Line bus and go where they're actually mining. You get to see the overlook and actually where they break down all of the rock with the ball mill and separate the copper. So it was amazing to be able to get video of all that and create a special video for Visit Widget.
So I noticed, Jeff, in your website, you do have some video
of
the adventures, which is always good to show people part of the adventure. But I think what Joey can bring to this marketing is kind of a first-person point of view look at your – even now I'm sure there's some of these tours that Joey will have a little face of fear or oh my goodness. So I'm looking forward to seeing that video.
Yeah,
because with just push a button, Joey, you can put that camera on you, because I think the expressions are gonna say 1,000 words, as they say, about what there is to do. Do you have any adventures that seem to be the most favorite right now?
Right now, what I'm doing is, what I'm putting a lot of effort into is the daily adventures that I have for the hotels near downtown Tucson. I actually live downtown Tucson, so I'm working with the Downtown Clifton, the Tucson, the Doubletree.
Oh, that's great.
My flyers are in there, but I have daily scheduled adventures every single day. So, example, Monday is skydiving. Tuesday is a biosphere adventure. Wednesday is helicopter photo adventures. Thursday, we go in zip line. Friday, do a Mount Lemmon tour, a little eco tour, all the way up to Summer Haven. And then Saturday is a petroglyph tour with three stops over in Saguaro National Park West. And then Sunday, I actually have it scheduled for the hotel guests that are checking out. I pick you up at 8:30 and get you back by about 10:30. And we go on a little one-mile hike to the Bowen House, an old stone house over in the Tucson Mountains.
Right. And then when do you take a day off? One of the things that I think all the Tucsonians should know that the folks that are working the attractions, you know, are very passionate. And Jeff, boy, I can tell how passionate you are.
Yep, absolutely.
Putting this together. Is your dad still with us?
My dad actually lives in Idaho, but he comes down for a couple months every year.
Great. Does he still like to do the tours?
He does. We actually climbed, he's 74 years old, and he climbed up to the top of Wasson Peak in the Tucson Mountains the last time he was down.
All right. Well, we're here at Tucson Jumpin', and we're talking about some outstanding tours that are now available. And Jeffrey does all the work for you, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Well, welcome back. This is Jump In Tucson, and we're having a good time here talking about all the adventures that I don't want to do, but Joey wants to do them. So Joey, you know, obviously taking an adventure, maybe fulfilling something that's on your bucket list is a chance in a lifetime, maybe only once to do this. And of course, now with Jeffrey's new company where you live once, you don't have to kind of wait around and maybe for that first opportunity, because Jeffrey has created those opportunities for you to participate in. But there's something that we want to talk a little bit about, especially Joey, what's near and dear to you is the 21, I guess, anniversary of the Tucson Attractions Passport. One of the things then when Joey visits with an attraction and they're excited about joining our family, they're also excited about exposing themselves or inviting the folks to enjoy that attractions. And we've been able, with the help of the attractions, to help them out a little bit. The attractions have been very generous in giving us some savings is probably the best way to say it, Joey. It's and our idea is, you know, we don't want to take any money away from the attractions. We want to bring new visitors, or visitors that haven't been there. And one of the things when I was at Old Tucson, we would stay at the front gate and talk to them. So, oh yeah, I haven't been here for 20 years. And I said, why? Okay. Oh, it's too expensive, you know, or we don't know what's new. So what we try to do with the Tucson Attractions Book of Fun is let people not only know about the attraction, what's new, but we also give them a special invite with a special price. Joey?
Yes. So Tom, taking ownership of the Tucson Attractions Passport, it's such a blessing. Like it's meant to be. Like Jeffrey said, it's kind of a sign the way things are happening. And, you know, this little book, pocket-sized book of fun that's been around for 21 years now has a digital version that you can put on your phone. So you go to TucsonAttractions.com, Attractions Passport, and that allows you to download the 3-day, the 7-day, or the annual version of the Tucson Attractions Passport, which gives you amazing discounts off of over 120 or so attractions. It's going to be more because I'm working hard. And it's really fun for the family. A lot of families get stuck at home, you know, work and school, and they never get out, and they got a tight budget, but this allows them to explore and brings families closer together, and it's so much fun. Yeah, it was really neat to meet Jeff and to learn about everything that he has to offer. And you know, my favorite story was about the man and the woman who wanted to take the adventure. Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So a couple wanted to go on an adventure, and the lady wanted to go on a winery tour, and the guy wanted to go to Karcher Caverns. So what I did was just combine the two into one adventure. And actually, that's going to be on the Daily Adventures. I'm going to incorporate that into the Daily Adventures because it went so well. So leaving in the morning and stopping at Karshner Caverns, doing the tour there, and then heading down to Elgin and Sonoyta to hit three wineries and do wine tasting.
Well, you're driving, right?
I am driving, and the food is supplied, snacks, all the adventures that I have, snacks and bottled water are included, and most of them also include the meals.
So you are actually, if you do these adventures, you're picking them up at the hotel?
The daily adventures, yes. But on the custom adventures, that can be incorporated also, yes.
Well, now, so sometimes they, if that's a large group, they'll have a large van or a bus?
Yes, okay. I can accommodate up to 58 people.
Well, as you know, Diamond Transportation is one of our members, and they have, Joey, you were one of the drivers of Diamond Transportation.
Yes, I actually was a chauffeur, and I picked up VIPs from the airport and took them to their hotels and vice versa.
So one of the advantages, Jeffrey, of being a member of the Attractions Alliance, there are folks that can help you grow.
That's right.
Joey's doing his best to help you grow, but please reach out to all the other attractions because there may be something you want to combine. For instance, Karchner and Colossal Cave is a good example because you have a wet cave and you have a dry cave. Yeah, and there's considerable difference between the two. There's a little bit more latitude on the adventure at Colossal Cave because they're not worried about, you know, stunting the growth of a stalactite or a stalagmite.
It's a little more relaxing.
Yeah, a little bit more relaxing, but really different. Absolutely different. Of course, Karchner has two separate adventures, of course, depending on the season. Colossal Cave, though, also has a candlelight tour, a wild cave tour. So you actually have to put the helmets on, and you go to areas that you don't normally go during their normal cave tour, which has, you know, a lot of history and a lot of heritage. And, we often use Diamond Transportation when we do groups because they have 18-passenger all the way up to a 55-passenger bus. And keeping it in the family means that you not only have given us a special price to enjoy one or all your adventures, they also will give you a special price too, because they know that we are running these as businesses, but it's a business of pleasure. It's a business of passion, and I can tell sitting across from you that working 7 days a week, you don't do that if you don't love what you're doing.
Nope. Got to get people out and doing all these fun and exciting things in Southern Arizona.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the topic that you wanted to mention is enhanced quality of life through adventure and experience. So maybe another way to look at that is, what's the difference between somebody that sits on the couch all the time eating chips versus being a little bit of a daredevil and enjoying your adventures?
Well, my philosophy is the experiences that you have in life, the fun and exciting experiences that you have in life outweigh so much the fancy house, the fancy car, all the material possessions. It's the memories that really make for a fulfilling life, truly fulfilling life. And getting out of your routine, especially if you feel stuck, just getting out and experiencing something and creating those memories really, really does enhance your life.
I would imagine a lot of photos are taken during these tours, and that just gives a little bit more recognition for you. It's not bad being in Facebook and
That's
Instagram
right.
and maybe even TikTok. So, but I know you're everywhere, right? Or you're out there marketing yourself aggressively. Can you tell us some other places other than a website that we can find out more about you?
Yeah, I am mainly on Instagram @liveonce is my handle. I'm also on TikTok, but a little relaxed and a little behind on that. So Instagram is my main feed. You can see a lot of the adventures I'm doing, and also when I'm scouting for new adventures, I take a lot of pictures and videos and get that out there too to do a little teaser for you guys.
Well, we would encourage you. I don't think we brought one, but we could probably get one on your phone before you leave. Is the latest edition of the Tucson Attractions Passport, the digital version, because there, I think, are a plethora of ideas of, and of course, as you said, you do custom tours. So if a customer comes to you and says, hey, can you do this? I would imagine you're going to do your darnest to do it.
The answer is always yes.
I love people like that. So we have another minute left before this segment is over. And Joey, regarding the special savings on the Tucson Attractions Passport, you mentioned that Jeff has given you a special discount.
Yes, he has, Tom. And we're really excited to have that live on the digital passport.
All right, that's good. And you know how you get that digital passport is pretty easy. Just by going to the website, TucsonAttractions.com, you look at a little menu item that says passport. It takes you. What's really good about the digital, you can turn it on for 3 days, 7 days, or for the rest of the year. We'll be back with one final segment with Joey and Jeff. This is Jump in Tucson. Welcome back. This is Jump in Tucson with Tom Olden. I'm the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we've been talking with a very special two guests, actually, for the very own Joey Eno, who's the sales and marketing manager of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and I get the pleasure of seeing him almost every day when he's out not playing with his grandkids. And again, a brand new attraction that has just joined the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance family. Basically, it's a new organization, and they create ventures for couples and groups to enjoy. He has a set grouping of adventures, but he also will put together a custom adventure throughout Southern Arizona. Have you ventured up to Arizona, or you probably keep it pretty close to Southern Arizona right now?
Southern Arizona right now, but there is definitely going to be some expansion. Within a year, I want to be statewide.
Well, you can help grow with us, because we are also growing, and we have five or six attractions outside of Southern Arizona. They're associated with Southern Arizona in one way or another, but Arizona Historical Society has some attractions throughout the state. Arizona Opera, the Arizona Theater Company, they all have homes in Phoenix as well. So you'll find them in the Book of Fun.
Yes, the bonus attractions.
Absolutely. And we are going to expand that throughout this year into next year. And so we hope you'll stay with us, because we'll be able to promote more of your ventures throughout the state of Arizona. So
I'm looking forward to growing with you.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't want people to go to California. We want them to stay here. So
that's right. We have such a beautiful state.
Absolutely.
So many things to do.
And, you know, just like California has from ski slopes to the desert, we have it right here too.
That's right.
You know, and it's a little shorter distance to go from point and A, or from go from north to south, or it really the from
and it's probably a little
east
cheaper
to west. Now, I want to let you all know that tomorrow, Dr. Ackerley will be here with special guests at 9 o'clock, and we'll be back, of course, next Thursday, enjoying Colossal Cave. And the general manager will be with us. And it's always good to talk about, because we'll get a little bit into that, the distinct difference between Colossal Cave and Karchner. As they say, we don't want people to say, I've already been there, because every cave is very unique. Now, you're planning a lot of new things, Jeff, out there. And I think, you know, there are several attractions I know that are doing team building adventures, but it's not really one of their main, you know, activities. So it looks like you've sought out some of those folks that do team building adventures, and there's a lot of work to put one of those together, because everyone, you know, it's more than just a trust factor if you yep. fall and somebody catches you. And some of it is, you know, really adventurous, I think, some of these team building activities. Can you talk us a little bit more about where you're headed?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm getting into corporate team building activities. I'm actually working with a local property management company to do a amazing race style adventure for about 18 of their employees. It's very exciting to put together. We're going to be renting UTVs and going up the backside of Mount Lemmon, and there's going to be stops along the way for the amazing race.
Is that That's going to be exciting, I think.
Absolutely.
And I would say that there's nothing better when you go on an adventure with a fellow employee or someone that you're trying to get to know, whether from a partnership personally or a partnership in business. Goes way beyond, but now if you put them in those kinds of situations, you know, it's kind of like I was involved in one, and we did a race up a rope, okay?
Nice.
I was never good at climbing ropes, but I gave it a try, and I think I got an A for effort, Joey. So,
yes, you did, Tom.
But I never made it to the top. You know, I don't know if I was more afraid of the heights or coming down, but, you know, employers in particular want their employees to get to know each other a little bit better. And I think productivity, obviously, is the end goal, correct, when you put
That's
together.
Right. That's right. I mean, you spend so much time with your coworkers, you know, you really need to get to know them outside of work.
Now, what I want to do in the last few minutes that we have, you know, because we want to uncomplicate the process, and it's, you know, a little bit more engaged, I think, if you know the logistics behind, because it's just not about hiring Jeffrey, it's about the planning cycle of what you're trying to accomplish, whether it's adrenaline or whether it's making lasting memories.
Yep,
so you have to have a dialogue with the folks that you're talking to.
Yeah, absolutely. So to book a custom adventure, you just give me a call, 520-971-4411, and we'll do a adventure consultation to see what your comfort level is as far as adventure, how much time you have, how many people you have in your group, and what your budget is, and we will put something custom together for you to enjoy.
I'll give you a quick story, and I'm sure you've learned this the hard way, but my wife and I booked a 2-mile hike in Hawaii, and the climax, I guess, of the walking tour was to see a waterfall. Well, they failed to share one important detail, that it was almost straight down, and your only life security was a rope.
Wow.
As you were descending. Now, that wasn't bad, because you let gravity take over and on the way down. But that gravity walking up a mile almost at a, I don't know what angle that is, but it was pretty steep.
That
and
is tough.
I made it halfway and had an asthma attack.
Oh, no.
And my wife, you know, was taking it slow to begin with. Now, we were having a good time while all this was taking place, and the asthma attack was taken care of by the inhaler. But it's my kids that is a real story. So they not only got down to the bottom before us, they got on top of the cliff, they jumped into the pond,
wow.
and swam underneath the waterfall, came out, came to all the way to the top to tell the tour operator that there's a couple down there that might be a little bit late. and came back down and then came back up, and we were still about maybe a quarter of the way up. So understanding your physical limitations, I think, is the message here.
That's right.
But I would imagine, again, you have adventures for all walks of life.
For everyone, yes. All physical abilities. Something that Live Once Adventure Planning is going to get into is working with the people with accessibility issues. Disabled veterans, people that are in wheelchairs. That's something that in the future we're going to get into. Looking at community outreach, working with, mental health agencies.
I think it's great that you're doing all of this. And of course, there's a lot of senior retirement homes here too that are just looking for adventures. So I want to thank you, Jeffrey, and Joy for being back, and remind everybody that tomorrow there'll be a special 9 o'clock show, of course, with Dr. Ackerley, with a group of community leaders you want to hear from. I'm Tom Mold. I'm with the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we'll be back next Thursday. Jump in Tucson. See you next time.